Russia's invasion of Ukraine sparked fears of a nuclear disaster earlier today after shelling set on fire part of the country's largest nuclear plant complex. Officials say the fire is now out as Russian troops continue to bombard targets in Ukraine. Let's check in now with Sudarshan Raghavan. He's correspondent for The Washington Post, our editorial partners, and he's in Kyiv. Welcome back.
Great to be back, Scott.
What is the latest with the nuclear plant? International authorities, including the UN's IAEA, suggest it may be under control?
Right. Well, the Russians have seized this plant, which is south of Kyiv, far south. And from what we can tell from here is that the plant appears to not be leaking any kind of radioactive material. But still, you know, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Rafael Grossi in Vienna, warned that, you know, there might be more risks, especially if fighting continues around these sites.
Yeah. Now, you're in Kyiv in the north. Do you have a sense of the Ukrainian cities in the south along the Black Sea coast that are really being shelled? We are reading the mayor of Mariupol saying the city is under siege, cut off from water, food, energy.
What we're seeing, you know, is all of these cities in the south, especially, really feeling the pain of this invasion more than ever so now, with supplies of food, power, everything being shut off. In fact, you know, the mayor of Mariupol, Vadim Boychenko, you know, sent a siren call for help, basically saying, they impede the supply of food, create a blockade for us. And that's also, you know, one of the things that is affecting the people here in Kyiv psychologically. I mean, what they see playing out in these places, they fear is coming to them in the capital.
Well, let me ask you about Kyiv. We are reading that this convoy of military vehicles from several days ago may be stalled on the way into Kyiv.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing as well. I mean, so far, from what we understand, it hasn't moved yet. And certainly the you know, there has been explosions in and around Kyiv, but in the past couple of days, the intensity of those attacks have kind of waned a bit on the capital. And that could be in part because the air defense systems here that the Ukrainians have are still quite good, I think, along the capital. In fact, I was in one area today in a northern part of the city where I heard at least, you know, 15 or 16 outgoing artillery shells from the Ukrainians, and they were heading in the direction of where this convoy was.
All right. And finally, very quickly, Sudarshan, anyone you've talked to in the last day or two whose story really resonates to you?
I think for me, the thing that resonated most in the past couple of days was I was at the central train station where thousands of Ukrainians were fleeing the conflict, and what really struck me was the amount of children that are being taken out. I met this one couple who had spent days trying to convince their elderly parents to leave the city, but the elderly, you know, they refused to leave. So then they focused on their 4-year-old boy, and they're taking him out. And the thing was, they hadn't even told him about the war. They had been hiding the war from him. They, you know, it was something. It was almost like a scene out of that movie Life is Beautiful. I don't know if you remember that. That was in Italian film,
yeah,
in which, you know, the boy didn't realize World War II was happening around him, right? And it was very similar in that sense. This couple was telling their son,
wow,
that, look, this is just a game. We're playing hide and seek. We're not in a real war. And so they really wanted to shield his innocence. And they were taking him out westwards to safety. So that to me was a very poignant and striking story.
Sudarshan Raghavan is correspondent at large for The Washington Post, our editorial partners, and he's in Kyiv. Stay safe, Sudarshan, and thank you.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.